the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Ya man bada'a khalqi wa dhikri wa tarbiyati wa birri wa taghdiyati habni libtida'i karamik wa salifi birrika bi ya ilahi wa sayyidi.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing the excerpt of the Kumail supplication, in which Imam Ali alayhi salam states, Ya ilahi wa sayyidi wa rabbi. O Allah, my master and my lord, aturaka mu'adhibi binarika ba'da tawhidik? Can you be seen tormenting me with your fire after I have professed to your oneness? Wa ba'da man ta'a alayhi qalbi min ma'rifatik? After your cognition my heart has embraced. In the previous episodes, we tried to discuss the different aspects of monotheism, specifically its practical aspect. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam, who conceived the reality of things, has offered the prerequisite for knowing Allah and worshipping Him in various sermons of his Nahjul Balagha. For example, he states, أول الدين معرفته وكمال معرفته التصديق به وكمال التصديق به توحيده وكمال توحيده الإخلاص له وكمال الإخلاص له نفي الصفات عنه. The beginning of religion is knowing him, and the perfection of this knowledge is belief in him. The final point of this belief is believing in His oneness, and the purpose of this belief is sincerity toward Him. And what is the endpoint of this sincerity? Denying false features attributed to Him. Imam Ali alayhi salam continues and discusses that since every attribute is different from what it describes and vice versa, so anyone who describes Allah with an attribute has related Him to something. And if one relates Allah to something, he has considered Allah as two. And if he considers Allah as two, has considered Him as having aspects. And at the end of this part, Imam Ali alayhi salam states, He is eternal. Nothing has existed before Him, and He has experienced no non-existence. He is with everything, without being related to it. He is different from everything, without being separate from it. He is the creator of beings, without having a movement, and without needing any means. He is seeing, without needing a view of His creatures. He is one, because He has never had a match to befriend it and fear without it.
Oh my God, my Master, my Lord, and my Nourisher, will you see me punished with the fire kindled by you, despite my belief in your unity? And despite the fact that my heart has been filled with knowledge of you, and when my tongue has repeatedly praised you, and my conscience has acknowledged your love, and despite my sincere confessions and my humble begging submissively made to your divinity, no, indeed you are far too kind and generous to destroy one you nourished and supported, or to drive away from yourself one you have kept under your protection.
Thank you, Allah, that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, dear listeners, this is the importance of recognition of Allah, and the first of all things is recognizing Him as one, monotheism and oneness. And interestingly, one of the most significant requisites for the acceptance of prayer is the knowledge of Allah and the belief in His absolute power and strength in actualizing what the servants ask Him. Imam Ali alayhi salam, in another sermon, states, Alhamdulillahi alladhi la tudrikuhu shawahid wa la tahwihi al-mashahid. Praise be to Allah. He is such that senses cannot perceive Him. Place cannot contain Him. Wa la tarahu an-nawadhir. Eyes cannot see Him. La tahjubuhu as-sawatir. Veils cannot cover Him. Ad-dalli ala qidamihi bihuduthi khalqih. He proves His eternity by coming into existence of His creation. وَبِحُدُوثِ خَلْقِهِ عَلَىٰ وُجُودِهِ. And also by originating His creation, He proves His existence. وَبِأَشْبَاهِهِمْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ لَا شَبَهَ لَهِ. And by their mutual similarity, He proves that there is nothing similar to Him. He is true in His promise. الَّذِي صَدَقَ فِي مِعَادِهِ وَارْتَفَعَ عَنْ ذُلْمِ عِبَادِهِ. He is too high to be unjust to His creatures. He stands by equity among His creation and practices justice over them in His commands. وَقَامَ بِالْقِسْطِ فِي خَلْقِهِ وَعَدَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ فِي حُكْمِهِ. And at the end, Imam Ali alayhi salam states, بَلْ كَبُرَ شَأْنًا وَعَظُمَ سُلْطَانًا. He is big in His position and great in authority. So, the one who receives the belief in Allah's oneness from the Holy Quran, from the traditions, from the prophets and the imams and other sincere believers maybe, performs the obligatory deeds, avoids wrongdoing, and denies any deity but Allah. And in this sense, he is a real monotheist and he would be rescued. He would be granted great reward and he will be given sustenance from Allah, both in this world and hereafter. The Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated in this regard, خَيْرُ الْعِبَادَةِ قَوْلُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. The best worship is confessing to Allah's oneness by saying, there is no God but Allah. There are many traditions upon the importance of stating this sentence, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, and our traditions are replete with the different awards being given to the one who recites this La ilaha illallah. We will, God willing, talk about some of them later on. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through